Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh. It's getting sunny. Summer's on its way.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It feels so good, eh? We're getting back into the swing of things. And we're chatting organ today. We covered Hammond organ a little while back. And I think it's nice to circle back to organ in all forms.
Well, yeah, that's right. And there's a couple of the ones this morning are Vox organs. And but just thinking about, you know, I hadn't realized how old they were. They go back to ancient Greece.
Wow.
Really? I didn't know
that.
Isn't that
weird?
Wow.
Because, well, I'm going to say, I didn't see this word anywhere, but I'm going to use the word. They were contraptions, you know, with sort of pipes, and some had water and getting air through these things. And then, yeah, I mean, I've been reading all this stuff, and I'm like, whoa, I cannot understand it. But by, you know, the 8th century and the Byzantine era in Europe, they started getting them in churches. And there's these, I think Winchester Cathedral had one in the 10th century. So it's kind of, they're so old and so, I guess, religious and complex to then now have them sprinkled into pop music as this really weird, you know, sort of juxtaposition. You know, and we're going to listen to it in, like, in soul music and sort of, you know, R&B, which is just, yeah, I mean, the way it's shifted and moved. And then, I mean, reading about the complexities of how these organs are made, and the electronic organ was made in, like, the 1930s. And so that's when you see it shift into pop and jazz, and sort of outside just church. But as we know, with any sort of African-American music we're listening to, the church thing is in there anyway. So it is, in the end, sort of a natural mix, I guess. Mm. And we'll hear that definitely in one of the songs today.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when we all think of organ, probably the first place our minds go are these massive organs within churches. But, you know, as we found with the Hammond organ, there's lots of different types, and you've got sort of like organ samples being used in electric keyboards and such nowadays. Can you give us a bit of a crash course in, like, the main sort of different types of organs that we might hear in more contemporary settings?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's exactly right. So, like, you do get these specially made Hammond organ. There's the Vox and a whole bunch of these brands. And they're iconic. Like, the brands are iconic because they each had to design these complex things that were still organs. Mm-hmm. And then you get keyboards that can do organ sounds. But now you can get samplers that sample. So you're actually hearing the old things. So, you know, you're just getting that sound. Now, I don't know. I even though I have played organs before, the feel, you know, like, if you were a keyboard player, do you prefer the sampler? Do you prefer the electric keyboard trying to emulate it? Or is there something about the feel of these electric organs? But they're so complex. Honestly, the rabbit hole you could go down about the complexity of how they're made. But yeah, so now you can sample them. You can go sample fantastic individual organs and get a whole, you know, keyboard basis of that.
Yeah. Amazing. What track do you want to start with?
Let's start with Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Very famous. Very famous.
So good. Tell us a little bit about this track.
Well, Sly and the Family Stone were an interesting band because they were integrated. They were black and white. They had men and women. And their whole vibe was peace, love, and understanding. And they call their music psychedelic soul. And I guess I'd known this, but I forgot until I looked it up again. Their bass player is Larry Graham. And he's the one that invented the slap bass, which we should probably do, even though I have done it before. We should do that again sometime.
Oh,
holy.
Man. Who doesn't love a bit of slap bass? And rest in peace, Sly Stone, of course, who passed away this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and two of his siblings were in the band too, which I think I hadn't clicked to as well.
The Family Stone.
That's right.
Cool. We're going to have a listen. This track is Dance to the Music. It's got a ripper of an organ solo coming up shortly, so we'll listen to that.
Some bottom, so that the dancer just won't hide.
Sly and the Family Stone, just so good. I think when I think of organ within contemporary music context, my first thought is definitely that sort of like soul, that era of soul. And I feel like there's got to be heaps of like Stevie Wonder songs with organ in them, I reckon.
Yeah, there were some as well. I mean, he gets really complex, whereas this one was very churchy, you know, like we're in church. I mean, and that's a weird thing about the music, because you think that's a bit, you know, what might be offensive to people to sort of bring church into this sort of pop, you know, sort of non-sacred space, secular space, but it works and it gets people hype.
It does really work. I was at a Tammy Nielsen concert recently, and one of her songs was quite gospel inspired, and I hadn't really sat at a concert with gospel music or gospel inspired music playing, and it works. I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah,
it like just goes through your body and electrifies you. It's very strange.
Yeah, it gets you going. I don't know if people have seen the old movie The Blues Brothers, where and you know, Jake is just enthralled by the gospel music and sees the light. I was going to mention a few other honorable mentions, you know, obviously classical music, that Bach's Toccata and Fugue, the very, very famous one, that has sort of a spooky sound. One of my favorite soundtracks is Interstellar, and they use a lot of organ as well, which is weird because you're in outer space. And so, you know, like it's just odd how much it fits. And the other space it was a lot, they were a little too horrible to play, is in anime and games. They'll use this sort of chunky organ sounds. I don't know why. I guess it's just a fat keyboard sound, and they're just using it as a keyboard sound. But yeah, there was some organ in that. I couldn't find a good enough track that we could have coped with. they're to make you play the game faster.
Thank you so much, Kirsten, for sparing us that this Friday.
Yeah, I'll take Sly and the Family Stone over that any day.
Yeah.
Now, this next track is interesting. So this is At the Crossroads by the Sir Douglas Quintet, and it's blues in that. The main thing, this band is known for this guy, Augie Myers, who plays the Vox Continental organ. It's called a combo organ. Don't ask me why it's a combo. I did look it up. It was really complicated. And it was a special organ that was made between 1962 and 1971. Apparently it was lighter. I don't know if they meant to carry around or the sound to the Hammond organ. But this guy, Augie, amazing organ player. Apparently he's played for Bob Dylan, Tom Jones, Tom Waits, and he formed a band with Freddie Fender and Flaco Jimenez called the Texas Tornadoes. So he's an important organ player.
He's been around. Very good. Yeah. Let's have a listen to At the Crossroads from the Sir Douglas Quintet. And it sure does wake me out when I
couldn't be
interesting. I can't think of any other country or blues songs that I, off the top of my head, that have organ in them, but it just, it automatically sort of gives it a real soulful energy, eh?
Yeah, because I was thinking that too, because, you know, even, you know, because another big genre is jazz that it does, and blues, and yeah, I can't quite, like, it seemed to work with funk and R&B, but yeah, it somehow works, even though the blues is so different again. It's more, you know, loneliness and open spaces, which shouldn't be organ-y. It's an interesting space for it.
Someone's brought up a really good shout, Sanctum Sanctorum by The Damned, where the organ's being used as quite like a gothic tone to it all.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that track. The other one I was thinking of is, it was a bit too common, but is The Doors, Light My Fire.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
we've had someone text in.
That one's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone
else. I mean, we could have played it, but I just thought, oh, you know, that, you know, I don't know if you want to play it, but yeah, it's just so iconic. And what's that doing there? That's kind of blues as well.
Yeah. Someone else has given a little shout out to Aretha Franklin, in particular, Rocksteady Baby. I love Aretha, and so much organ in her music, eh? That's that gospel.
Well, that's going to relate very much to this next track that we're gonna play.
This next track, I'm really, really excited about this. I remember when this album came out, and I listened to it quite a lot.
Yeah, big part of my teenage years.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. It was a really important and really big album, and it's kind of weird to think that it was a big deal for him to come out back then. You know, like now we're like, yeah, but it was a huge deal for African-American man, you know, sort of, you know, in the sort of hip-hop-y sort of pop scene, to be gay was actually a really big deal, unfortunately. And so this song and the album is all about that. And the organ in this track is like part of that sort of religious confession preaching. To me, it also echoes Prince. Prince will use that as well. It's like, I'm going to preach now, not preaching at you, but preaching from my soul about how things are, about being gay, and how religious people treated him. And apparently he debuted it on Jimmy Fallon. And this is his first time it's coming out as bi. Like, that was, it was a really big public thing. Another sort of scandal in the song, and I guess I just want to point it out in case it does upset anyone, is he says Allahu Akbar in the song. And he's referring to, you know, confronting a Muslim who might not like him being gay. And the song is not anti-Muslim at all. He's just talking about all religious people in various spaces where he, you know, where his sexuality might be a problem.
We're talking about Frank Ocean, the track Bad Religion.
Oh, yeah, so we haven't listened to it.
No. It's all good. I think it's kind of fun. I feel maybe people will have guessed.
The mystery.
But it's from the album Channel Orange, which was really influential. And I feel like it's cool that the song has organ. And I feel like that's why people sort of love Frank Ocean, is because it's so new and modern, but it pays homage to so much of that classic sort of soul R&B sound, and it's really cool to hear some organ intertwined in all of that.
Yeah, it's part of his collage of, like, yeah, it's like a scrapbook of all sorts of various pieces of his life and his influences and his musical loves. And yeah, having organ there just is like, yeah, that's just like a really cool strip of paper that's in his collage of things. But definitely the confessional, you very much get it from this.
Oh, so cool. We're going to listen to this to close us out. But thank you so much, Kirsten, for another awesome Travelling Tunes. Yeah, really, really cool to chat organ with you this morning.
Okay, bye.
Thank
enjoy.
You, Kirsten. Bye.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you want. Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. Oh boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. Balanced on my head like stick knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you say Allahu Akbar. I told him don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Nothing but a one-man cult. In cyanide in my styrofoam cup. I can never make them love me. Never make them love me. No, no. It's a bad religion to be in love with someone who can never love you. Oh, 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 only bad religion could have me feeling the way I do.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.